You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hello, queer world. You're listening to another edition of Queer Minded only on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, Columbus Community Radio 102.1, 98.3 FM, and WASN AM 1500 Youngstown. We're all talk. I'm Ori Givens.
And I'm Saria Sermon.
We're wrapping up our series on the Black queer experience with a discussion of empowering our allies within the Black community. We're joined by a woman who's dedicated her time to helping the LGBTQ youth in her community.
Plus, we're talking with Isaiah Wilson from the National Black Justice Coalition, a group dedicated to furthering the equality of Black LGBTQ people, to talk about their efforts to build allies within our community. Now it's time for the tea, so stay tuned on Queer Minded, live on TalkTainment Radio.
Back to Queer Minded News and Talk for the Young, Queer, and Modern. It's time for Evening Tea, where we dish on the latest queer happenings from around the country and around the world.
Okay, so let's get right into it. This week, a group of researchers from Cambridge University say that it may be possible to make a baby using the skin cells of parents of the same sex, according to an article from Pink News. The article says, quote, "This is the first time that a human egg and sperm cells can be made from stem cells in the skin of two adults," end quote. So, I mean, that's amazing. I mean,
it is amazing, but it's also freaky.
But most advances are freaky at first until you get more information.
Right. But this is not like, you know, bionic legs freaky. This is like Gattaca freaky. Like, this is like creating, like, I don't know.
Seeing beyond the fact that two same-sex people could make a child.
Right. I think that's awesome. Uh-huh. Like, you know, as a queer person, like, I think that is awesome to be able to, you know, create life from both partners using genetic material from both partners. But I can't help but to think that such powers will be used for evil. And also, beyond that, like, we just don't know. Like, yes, we can create this egg cell or this sperm cell, and we can, you know, use that process to create a life. But what's going to happen with that life? Like, is it going to, mm-hmm. you know, grow up and grow and have, you know, a normal human existence? Just
or could
like
it potentially be sterile,
or could it potentially be sterile? Could it potentially have other defects that we can't even see?
Yeah.
Like, I would feel like we would have to grow a bunch of these babies and then see them to, you know, like to
test
know
two babies.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think that, you know, it has application outside of, you know, same-sex couples, you know, couples that are infertile,
right,
or, you know, things like that. I think, you know, ones that have to use, you know, sperm donation or egg donation, mm-hmm. Whether they're same-sex couples or opposite-sex couples, I think it does have a lot of opportunity. But it, to me, like, there would need to be a whole lot more research mm-hmm. done to see what the effects of the baby would be, to the baby would be.
You know, honestly, my immediate reaction and my most visceral reaction was, this is amazing. This is the type of research, this is, you know, what a lot of queer couples are seeking, you know what I mean? Because, mm-hmm. you know, if you have two same-sex people, then a lot of, maybe they're looking for a sperm donor or an egg donor that maybe looks like their partner or their spouse.
Right. Well, remember that one couple in Ohio, the lesbian couple,
oh,
that
yeah.
sued because they accidentally got black sperm, mm. that knew they could have used this process and then they wouldn't have had that problem.
Right. Too bad this wasn't around.
Right. Too bad this wasn't around. Also, the processes for reproductive technology for things like IVF or in vitro fertilization or those types of procedures are really, really expensive.
They are.
And they're just now becoming covered by insurance. So
and it's still really expensive. Expensive.
So would this wouldn't be, I don't see this being covered by insurance, and I see this being like infinitely more expensive.
Yeah, I most definitely. So I'm looking forward, maybe I think we'll have more concrete evidence on it. Like you say, more babies. Raven Simone, so she just got cast in a new role in the ABC comedy Blackish. She will be the lead character, Dre's lesbian sister, and the character's name will be called Rhonda. I know. So one of the things that I did see, according to EW.com, the character is not open to discussing her sexuality with her family on the show. So I'm interested.
Hold up. Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
So I think I know how they're going to play this out, because I like the show
Blackish. I like Blackish a lot.
At first, I didn't like the name, but now that I watched the show, I'm like, yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because people called us Blackish, and it didn't mean something positive.
It didn't, but they're taking it, they're turning it upside down, and they're showing, you know, all the points of the culture. But they say that the character is lesbian, but it's not open discussing it with her family, which I think will resonate with a lot of queer Black people, especially in the series that we're in right now. You know, where, yes, we're gay, yes, we're Black, but, you know, sometimes in certain Black spaces, we feel like we can't talk about our gayness. You know what I mean? Especially family. Right.
But I feel like Rainbow would be very open to talking about her, you know, sister-in-law's sexuality.
Yeah, like, I think you'll see differing opinions. You know, maybe the kids will be open to it, because kids nowadays, I mean, it's just no thing. Rainbow's character, and then Dre's character, who he goes back and forth between like liberal and then that social Black conservative that we often see a lot of time in our parents and other siblings. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. Like, I'm excited for Raven, you know, being on TV. You know, she was in Empire 2.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe she's not coming back to Empire. Because I don't think she can. How can she have two contracts on two different networks? Like, that's serious. So maybe she will.
Maybe she's a baller like that.
Maybe
she's just
a baller
making
like
it work.
That. Right. Hey, more power to her, getting Raven Simone work. Hallelujah.
Speaking of Empire, some other things that we did see this week is last night, the character Jamal Lyon comes out to the world through song.
Finally.
Yes, finally. But I don't know if I want to say finally. I want to say yes. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, no, because if you look at the fallout, fallout's the wrong word, but if you look at what resulted in the media, you know, when Lucius was walking back into the office, and sorry, spoiler alert, if you have not watched Empire, I don't know what you're doing with your life. But anyway, so when we saw after he sang the song and changed the words and essentially announced his sexuality, the next day, all the media was like, you know, Jamal Lyons has come out, blah, 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 blah. So he made the public announcement. Even though he was out to everyone in the family, he blew the lid off of it publicly.
He did.
Which I think says a lot.
I like the way he did it through song. I think art is a great way to express yourself. I love the show. I loved how they really panned in on the reactions of family members. You know what I mean? His mom was up there, just like most Black mamas. Yes, that's my baby. That's my baby.
Hakeem, though.
Hakeem
surprised me so much.
It reminded me
of my own brother. I was just like, oh, wow. Like, I'm glad that he went that direction. And he was just like, you know, I'm just here to support you. Like,
right. And he went over. You can tell that the two characters are two brothers that obviously have a lot of love for each other, and they share that common connection of music. And I like the way the show is handling that particular arc.
I enjoy it as well.
Yeah. So some other things that happened this week. I don't know if you guys watch The Walking Dead, but I'm a big Walking Dead fan.
Uh-huh.
I like sci-fi. I like all of that stuff. Well, it's met some controversy this week. So The Walking Dead introduced some new characters to the show, Aaron and Eric, who happened to be gay, and they had a kiss. And so Twitter went crazy.
So, okay, full disclosure, I don't watch The Walking Dead.
That's okay.
But I do try to keep up with gay themes and even shows that I don't watch. And I heard that there was some reaction. This was coming, but they didn't. I don't know if they hadn't kissed before or something like that. And this was the first time maybe they showed it.
So this was a character who was on the show during the first season, and then all of a sudden it was like, if you're watching the show, you're like, oh my God, this is the next character, comes back and they share a kiss. So some of the things that you heard on Twitter were things like, Walking Dead goes queer, hashtag ruined. Like, come on, y'all.
See?
Come on.
Well,
come
you know, on. Walking Dead was one of those shows that did pull together a big audience from all over the place, and they had a lot of different followers. And, of course, some of those followers would not be LGBTQ yeah. friendly. And I'm sure that they thought, now we're just pushing the gay agenda down into another show. And, you know, they react viscerally on Twitter, which is what people do.
That's what people do.
But
you
it's
know,
2015. There were gay people kissing on the zombie show.
Right. Well, one of the things that the character says, or no, the actor himself, this is not a show about zombies. I think it's a show about relationships and the real human connection we have to one another, which is totally true. Because the show is really about, you know, if we're in an apocalypse, we really have to let go of all of these preconceived notions about race, religion. We have to survive. So that's what the show's about.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have for tea this week. Stay tuned to Queer Minded right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and WASN AM 1500 Youngstown. We're all talk. Columbus Community Radio 102.1 and 92.3.
Pom-poms from the stand. Come on, come on. My fingertips and my lips, they'll burn from the cigarettes. Ooh. Forrest Gump, you run my boy. You're running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I know your voice. I know you wouldn't hurt a beetle, but you're so buff and so strong. I'm nervous, Forrest Gump. My fingertips and my lips will burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump.
Welcome back to